You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IAS 2009, the 5th International AIDS Society Conference on HIV Pathogenesis, Treatment, and Prevention. The conference took place in Cape Town, South Africa, from July 19th through July 22nd, 2009.
My name's Leslie Shelton, and I'm a PhD candidate in physics at Brown University in the United States. I've collaborated with a doctor from the Brown Medical School on various circumcision devices. Initially, the doctor I work with did a lot of circumcisions. He was a general practitioner in the Navy, and he did all the neonatal circumcisions that came about. He couldn't stand the clamps that were being used because they left room for error. There's a possibility of laceration, there's a possibility of amputation, but a lot of things along those lines. So he went into his basement several years ago and re-engineered a tool that he thought took care of every single problem. You don't need a dorsal slit, you don't have the chance to cross-infect. That was his project. We have that tool, and he didn't do much with it, and then this study came out about correlation between circumcision and HIV, and he got re-motivated. That's what we have. It's called the AccuCirc. It is the only tool I've ever seen of its kind. It's impossible to cross-infect because once you use it, you can't reuse it. It is the cheapest tool I've ever seen. It's totally self-contained. All you need is a table, and you can use it. We've used it in a couple of clinics in Nigeria, one in Ile Ife and one in Ibadan. And they've been using it for some time now. There have been hundreds of cases. They've come out perfectly well. Since then, we've gotten FDA approval, and we have two hospitals using it in the United States. What these two posters are here are along those lines. So it's a whole line of circumcision tools. It's not just one tool. We decided that it's possible for those who are already used to using tools. Some people are used to their product and their system, and they might not want to change it. We decided to go through the other tools that are most popularly used and re-engineer them to have all the safety features we wanted, but to aesthetically look the same and to be completely functionally the same, so you wouldn't have to change your procedure. The first poster is called An Improved Device for Male Circumcision, a modified Yellen-style Gomco circumcision clamp. That is just like the typical Gomco clamp that's most used in the United States and in several other countries. It just has these added security features where you cannot mismatch device parts. That's one of the main problems with this tool. If you use a smaller bell than plate size, for example, it is possible to amputate the head of the male penis. That's been eliminated. Then we've redone the Plastibell, which is one of the cheapest and often used in developing countries or resource-limited countries. And we've made it so it's completely self-contained. You don't need the various tools that come with it, hemostat, scissors, any of it. You don't need a dorsal slit. It has this kind of fancy but very cheap circular plastic contraption that kind of swirls the foreskin up on top of it. So you've eliminated all the other tools that are necessary.
Why do you need a clamp in the first place when you're doing circumcision?
As opposed to just using a blade, part of the idea is now that there's this correlation with HIV, the World Health Organization and UNAIDS convened in March of 2007 and recommended circumcision for HIV prevention, meeting certain criteria. There wasn't yet a tool that did it, there wasn't yet a method. But if you want to put circumcision on a mass level into a new place that's not used to it, you really need something that doesn't have a lot of these catastrophic, dangerous side effects that can come with it. I know of some tribes in Africa, there's some Jewish traditions where you literally just use a blade. They call them a moil, I know, in the Jewish tradition. And I believe that they do sometimes just use a blade because they've been doing it for years and they're used to it. But this was supposed to be designed so that there couldn't be any mistake made. You didn't need to be a professional. Why allow room for error when you can do it just as cheap as those things and not have it there?
Have there been groups that are used to doing it with traditional methods that have been introduced to this club?
Yes, the doctors in, I believe it's Ibadan, but it might be Ile Ife, they were used to all methods. I think typically they use the Gomco, and that's what they used in their clinical setting, which is one of the ones that's been revamped. But they were familiar with all the various styles and with all the other clinics that use the other methods, and they are now only using the AccuCirc.
How have they responded to that?
They love it. Actually, in developing it, once we came in contact with them and put it into their clinic, they kept giving us feedback. I mean, even down to the aesthetics, they were really involved in saying this is how we want it to be. And our goal was really to appease other users. So we worked with it until it is the way it is, and they are completely happy with it and have chosen not to use anything else.
Do you think it will have to be adapted to different groups that are used to different ways, or is it kind of a uniform style that can work?
I'm not a physician, so being introduced to this and seeing all the different tools, I think it's the most obvious and easy to use. It's literally a handlebar that you click and it works. I personally think it is easier. But fortunately, because like I said, it's designed with these safety features that you really can't mess it up in trying to figure it out. But like anything, no matter how easy someone has to see it first, I mean, there's some level of adaption to anything.
Do you think you actually could walk me through the steps of how to use it?
There are three pieces of this. One is the belt, one is the base plate, and one is the yoke. And this is the standard Gonco. What you do initially, you usually make a dorsal slit. You take a pair of scissors and you cut down the foreskin and you pull the foreskin up over this bell. Okay? Oftentimes, and this is literally in the best of hospitals, oftentimes they use a safety pin and they hold together the part that they just slit. You're sitting on top of this belt and you need to pull the bell through the base plate where this hole is. You put the yoke on top of it. The hole is not quite big enough for the bell to go all the way through. That's where the crush is going to be made for the foreskin. So as you twist a nut onto the back of the yoke, tightening it down on the back, you're pulling the bell up through the base plate. You're basically crushing the skin, and this is to stop any bleeding and cut the circulation right there. And then you take a blade and you go around it. So that's how the standard Gonco works. Like I said, there's the possibility of laceration with the dorsal slit. There's the possibility of amputating by just using wrong pieces together. We design little safety features that are unique to each piece, so you can literally only use the bell that goes with the right plate and only use the yoke that goes with the right yoke. And that's something that's never been done, but the tool's been used for so long, it really should have been. This is also, like I said, revamped the Plasti Bell. The Plasti Bell looks kind of like this. It's a piece of plastic. You still need the dorsal slit. You cut it, you pull the foreskin up, but then you tie the little bands or rope around it, and literally the baby goes home with this thing on him for however long it takes to fall off. I think it's like a week or two or something. But ours just eliminates the need to take scissors and cut down it. It's like those old egg dippers from Easter. It's like a circle with a little slot in it. You literally pull the foreskin up and you put the slot of that circle over the part that you pulled up, and by just twisting the handle, you've literally made the foreskin go up over this contraption. Really simple, but really clever idea, and now you don't need to cut it. No incision, no cutting, no anything. And it's self-contained like that.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from IAS 2009. For more coverage of this conference, please visit us online at thebodypro.com/IAS2009.